My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Supposed to be able to handle this workload and, more importantly, be a difference maker. I'm not putting this game on him by any stretch of the imagination. What I'm telling you is, and I've been saying this to Mike, they're going to use him a lot. When we start talking about Christian McCaffrey and the amount of touches he sees,
right,
okay, how you want to get him the ball, that's what they envision. But that doesn't mean, Mike, because unlike San Francisco, we do have another guy that can get tough yards and, more importantly, get you big yards in certain situations, depending short yardage, red zone, et cetera, and Tyler Algier. Zach Robinson's got to find a balance here.
Right, and that's one of the questions we've been looking for and how that will develop. You mentioned, you know, say what you want about Shanahan. He always knew when to go with Devontae Freeman, when to go with Tevin Coleman, you know. It just, and this will hopefully evolve. I do think Algier has a role to play on this team. I'm never going to have a problem with Bijan Robinson getting the lion's share of touches. We're not saying he to give it and split it 50-50, but find a rhythm. Now, remember, guys, Bijan, because of the blow-up on that second down and second and goal, you know, we had the down and distance. Maybe if it's 5 yards closer, he gets in. Remember the great play by Wilson. Wilson trips him up with an amazing tackle on the pass. Remember, guys, it was third and goal from the 13. And they call it a screen, call it what you want. But Bijan is this close to breaking that for a touchdown. Changes the complexion of the game. Puts more pressure on certainly the Steelers' offense, but he didn't. The Steelers' corners, you and I were talking about this off the air, they're flying around making plays, man.
They were.
Big time.
They were good. Speaking of our corners, while you're talking about corners, AJ, I mean, they have one legit wide receiver on that team.
Yep.
Okay? Pickens is it. He did not get in the end zone, Mike. But there were two big plays on our number one corner that he made. And I don't want to say they're effort plays. They were just like, he just goes and gets it. I'm talking about Pickens, right? And this is what we talked about with AJ in the summer is ball hawking and locating the ball and finding the ball and then making a play on the ball. Again, this might not be indicative of the entire season, but there were two big plays yesterday where we were like, yo!
Right. Now, again, if that's in Pittsburgh, he's probably not getting the offensive pass interference.
The shove was,
I got to be honest, if that's a Falcon receiver, you're probably going, come on. But, you know, that one, luckily, was called back. But you're right. I mean, that's the second highest paid defensive back in the league, letting Pickens basically go stride for stride right by him. It's got to be better. That was the argument. I never said it was a slam dunk to give him the contract, but now he's here. And hopefully we'll tighten that up. The good news is defense did their job. You held the Steelers to long field goals.
Mm.
The last one, the last pick, that's all on Cousins. And again, as far as the balance with the attack, it was 23 touches between run, 18 run, 5 throws. Bijan was targeted 5 times. So 23 touches for Bijan sounds about right. He would have had more, but Kirk Cousins kept turning the damn ball over.
That's right.
We had the empty possessions. We have the fumble on the snap. We snapped the ball into the motion man. I mean, we blew it. You could have those drives come to fruition. You get 6 on the board. We win this game. But turnovers absolutely killed you in this, period. End of story.
All right, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. This hour brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by Excellence Building Successful Partnerships.
I'm like Horseshack. Oh, Mr. Cotta. One more thing, Mr. Cotta. The other thing is the caller last break was talking about our wide receivers. Look, I don't know what Rondale Moore was going to be. I didn't think he was going to be the second coming of Jerry Rice. But we did have a lot of people outside Atlanta look at the receiver core and say that's an average receiver core. And I asked about Darnell Mooney. Now, again, you got to have a pocket to get the vertical passing game. So that really never developed yesterday.
No, it did not.
But they didn't get a lot of separation either.
Yeah, and I know he was talking about Drake and whatnot. And listen, I've been critical of Pitts, and he scored yesterday, and that's what we need. We need him to be, you know, a red zone target. But if you thought Drake London was a take the top off the guy, wide receiver, he's not. He wasn't coming out of SC. He's not. He's a great wide receiver, possessions,
right. Go
get 50-50 balls.
Athletic, yeah, catch radius, all that.
But that's not what he does, which is why we added speed in the offseason to supplement that. So I hear what you're saying, but that doesn't mean guys shouldn't have been open. If Mike says, right. You know, hey, it didn't feel like guys were getting open yesterday, that's a whole other conversation.
Now, Mooney, the ball was deflected on that long pass. I mean, I still think if it hits you in the hands, you got to try to bring it in, but he couldn't do that. That would have been a huge momentum shift. Roddy White yesterday after the game, defense pitched a shutout in the second half. Goose egg, you lose? He goes, supposed to be one of the most explosive offenses in the country. You damn sure ain't lacking for speed. He goes, design that blank better. Get creative in the run game.
That's it. This is where, again, Zach, we're going to find out as this thing continues to move along. In four or five weeks, Mike, we're still talking about this, it's a problem. Right now it's not because they're figuring it out. And I got to give them some leeway to do that, and so do you. Big O, let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
So much going on around the NFL. We're going to hand out our game balls and no balls. But, Mike, I want to start with this situation yesterday. In Miami, where before the games came on, and we were at, you know, you're at Mercedes-Benz, and maybe you got wind of this on your phone. You were like, Tyreek Hill, what a rest.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, it was weird. The union, okay, representing the Miami-Dade police officers have put out a statement today saying Tyreek Hill was uncooperative and was only redirected, meaning get your ass on the ground. Here's the deal. I don't know if he was smart. A to these guys, I don't know what he said. Now, Tyreek Hill says, I didn't cuss. I didn't say anything to these guys. Yet still, Mike, he was pulled out of his car. The crazy thing to me, and you said this to me. Guys, you guys do know he was here. Calais Campbell's one of the nicest guys you ever meet in the world. He was the 2019 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. He gives to the community. He's everything you'd ever want in an NFL player when you talk about what he does outside of the game. He stops, Mike, and tries to de-escalate.
Get down on the ground!
And he gets handcuffed. What's going on?
Yeah, the video's out there now. The initial video, you only see a snippet. So, you know, like anything else, you got to take it in total. But there was a part where Tariq was slow to roll down the window. So, you know, we always try to give police the benefit of the doubt. But there are some police, when you don't comply immediately by rolling the window down, they get hot. And then the cop gets really hot, and then the cop starts screaming. Next thing you know, they get him out, they cuff him because he wasn't complying. The police union in Broward County released a statement that said basically Tariq wasn't complying. They held him. He was never arrested. He was handcuffed, and eventually they let him go. He was cited for reckless. But I got to be honest. When you hear that Broward sheriff, they pulled a video from the body cam, and then they put the guy on administrative leave.
That's the problem.
somebody was a little – we never want to – because you know me, man. I back the blue, but sometimes you get that reactionary cop. Who just, you know, you will respect my authority, get on the ground! And that's what that turned into. And then Calais Campbell, as you said, a friggin' gentle giant. And he rolls up and they tell him to get on the ground.
Now, to Mike's point about the other side of this, because I'm trying to be fair and balanced.
Right.
If a 6'8" dude, 290, 310, whatever he is.
Hey, officer, what seems to be the problem?
Gets out of his car and wants to... police officers have to be careful. I don't ever take for granted that their jobs are super dangerous and the fact that they have people roll up on them all the time.
And that's something the cops do not. And again,
no.
for your point, for their safety, they're not going to really feel that warm and fuzzy about it.
For no damn reason. So I said this to my wife today because we were talking about it. Because, again, this gets back to why is Tyreek Hill treated this way? And Tyreek Hill said yesterday after the game, he said, what if I wasn't Tyreek Hill? And it's just an interesting thing. Like, what if I wasn't going to the Dolphins game? Does anybody film that? Does anybody give a damn? I don't know, but this is what we've always talked about in these situations when it comes to social justice, Mike, and cops being overzealous. I'll just say, I said to my wife, I said, well, Calais is trying to de-escalate. She said, baby, if you were a cop and this dude got out of his car
right. And
said, hey, I know him, I play with him, I don't know who you are. All these police officers don't know who these guys are.
But
hold on, Mike. So then she says, would you react the same way?
And I said, you're probably right, because Calais Campbell, when you see him, is an intimidating figure. But at some point, Mike, somebody said, these guys are going to Dolphin game, and guess what? Dolphins got wind of it, and this thing got, you know, what right. ended up the way it should have, which was them.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Being at the stadium and playing, my point is, police officers, I get that aspect of it, and that's probably why Calais got handcuffed.
Right, but I mean, at some point, Tariq Hill, is he culpable because he didn't roll down the window immediately and listen to, you know, most of us have said, you know, black, white, hands on the steering wheel, especially African Americans, that don't say anything because we know the history. I'm not naive enough to not, I understand. I get the issue. But to me, you get a cop that's like, dude, you got African-Americans driving luxury automobiles outside the Dolphin Stadium 3 hours before kickoff. I think they're Miami Dolphins.
A lot of luxury vehicles in Miami, though.
But it's Tariq Hill. I'm just...
But you know him.
Right.
You know who he is. I know who he is because this is what we do.
Well, they got the
who don't.
They got the one Broward sheriff's deputy who doesn't know who Tariq Hill is.
That's the thing.
But again, when they pulled the body cam and then put him on administrative leave, he obviously was not... certainly not following procedures to the point that they're comfortable with having him on the street right now.
I didn't like it. I didn't like that the way that it transpired. But at the end of the day, the good news is everything. He's okay. He right. played. He had an impact in the game yesterday.
He had his longest touchdown reception of his career.
And even the celebration with the handcuffs was kind of funny with Jalen Waddle. It's Dukes and Bell NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. As we go around the National Football League, game balls, no balls. We have game balls and no balls back. And we'll hand them out coming up in less than 10 minutes. Mike, Jordan Love, expected to miss several weeks with that MCL sprain that happened Friday night against the Eagles in Brazil.
It looked awful at the time, and a lot of folks are saying Jalen Carter was playing dirty pool in the way he made contact with him as that play, if you saw how that play kind of developed, and the NFL is trying to protect guys from reaching around for players' legs, but when a player starts to move and scramble, I mean, what are you supposed to do, right? You're trying to make a play.
Yeah, I didn't realize he got squished like that until I saw the replay. Like, when he threw the ball, the camera follows the ball. Then they went back to it, and I was like, oh, he got hit high and low. Ooh.
Yeah, it just looked awful. And again, you've seen the super slow motion where the knee actually pops. Like, you can really, you seen it, Chris? Where the knee actually, you can see it, like, literally, like it, you can see the motion. Meanwhile, in our division, not only do the Panthers get smoked by the Saints, Derek Brown now has a serious knee injury.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, one of the best defensive tackles who just got a big contract in that 47-10 loss. It's unclear when he suffered the injury, but apparently they're saying it's a piece. Is it a PSL? A PSL, that's a personal seat license. Well, you know what?
I know what's on your mind.
I can tell you this. It's more painful than a PCL. That's a PSL. But anyway, they're saying he could be out for 4 weeks or maybe more.
Jets at 49ers tonight, Monday Night Football. We've got it for you. We are your home for the NFL. Pregame at 7:30, kicks at 8:15 as the NFL Week 1 continues. When we come back, we're handing out game balls and no balls. And I'm going to tell you right now, he got paid before the game, and he gets a game ball. More of that coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've got tickets to go see Blake Shelton. Stay tuned. Colonel, what time are we giving those away? What time?
I'd say you want to be listening in the 5 o'clock hour.
5 o'clock hour.
5 o'clock hour, all right.
Blake Shelton and Friends. It's the Friends and Heroes Tour. Craig Morton, Dina Carter, Trace Atkins, Deanna, should I say, Carter. They're going to be at State Farm Arena in March of 2025. We'll give you those chance to win those tickets. It's Dukes and Bell. Mike and I were just talking before we get into game balls and no balls, and we'll hand them out. We'll talk about what went down in the NFL. You were just saying to me, because part of yesterday's stagnant offense, outside of Cousins not playing well, and he did not, and he'll be the first to tell you that, he owned it after the game. But, Mike, this gets back to our offensive coordinator and Zach Robinson scheming up some different things. And this is interesting. So go ahead and tell them what told me.
You and I were talking about, you know, play action. Now, guys, you generally would you can do play action out of the pistol. That's when you have Bijan Robinson or Algier next to the quarterback. But for the most part, we anticipate we're going to run the ball, and then eventually you're going to take the snap under center. Cousins moves back, fakes the handoff. That's the play action. That's how we're going to live and die this year, right? Like the Rams. The Falcons, this is from Field Yates, who is looking at the numbers from ESPN Stats Info.
Look at the numbers.
We were in the pistol or shotgun on 96% of their snaps. So Kirk Cousins, 4% of the time, was backpedaling off of center. Does that mean there's something wrong with the Achilles? It's still not right? Of the 22 snaps out of the shotgun, Falcons had zero design runs. So he's out there. When they're in the pistol, they ran the ball 81% of their plays. So combine that with T.J. Watt pretty much like mentally reading Dahlman's mind for when the ball was going to be snapped, you're getting very predictable with the design of the play, what you've got as far as personnel. Needless to say, the Steelers were keying on it.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about with Charlie Warner, Turtle. That's what I'm talking about. That you have these tails that give away certain things. But, Mike, that is a function of not being creative enough to keep them off balance.
Right.
And if you're not off balance on the defensive side, if I'm not keeping you off balance, then guess what? You get what you got yesterday. We get the tee off. We get the pass rush. We get to do those things. We're jumping routes. We're tipping balls. All that stuff because you become predictable. Now, it didn't feel that way, but when you break it down like this and what Mike is talking about, it shows you physically, like you can look at it, right, left, how many, what we do, it's basically hand the ball off right or left to Bijan.
And Cousins has never been in the shotgun that much in his entire career.
Yeah, that's
we already told you about that. So a couple of guys, Damian Woody, who you see on ESPN, says Kirk Cousins isn't healthy from that Achilles. It doesn't take, you know, Sherlock Holmes to figure this one out. So why didn't you just up Penix's reps, get Penix, live and die with Penix at 100% as opposed to Kirk Cousins at 75% until he's ready.
Now, Zach Robinson and company may say this week, and we may hear from Coach tonight on the Coach's Show, maybe this was keeping him in the shotgun to potentially give him more time, right, versus him being under center.
Extra half count when whoever's coming at you.
So maybe that was the other part of this. But I also think you just can't be married to that. if you're going to be a true play action, you know, zone run, whatever this is going to be, Mike, and again, you know, it's been gray. It's not been clear. It's been in that gray area. What are we going to be with this run game? Well, yesterday you showed us what you want to attempt to do, but you can't be married just to the shotgun, Mike, or the pistol, right, whatever. You've got to do different things.
And this from Mark Ramondi from ESPN, that Cousins, we brought it up earlier, he had never taken more than 10 snaps out of the pistol, in other words, running back next to you in the shotgun, in a game during his 13-year career. 2 of 4 for 15 yards and a pick thrown out of the pistol.
All right, we got to get to game balls, no balls. I know Turtle wants to add something. We've got Yeah Man No Man coming up, and he's got an interesting stat to talk about as well. Falcons lose 18-10. We didn't score but one touchdown. It was a disappointing day offensively. And as I said to start the day, if you're just joining us, where you been? Our quarterback didn't look like a vet. He didn't play like a vet. It didn't feel like he was completely ready. And we didn't protect the football. Those things get you beat. Let's give out some game balls and no balls. I hate to do it, but Derek Carr. The Saints offense looked like a juggernaut. Now, they played Carolina. Who's the guy we make fun of all the time that comes up to our remotes at Hooters? Well, we call him Lil' Cam, right?
Yeah, Lil' Cam.
Lil' Cam.
There's a guy, he literally looks like Cam Newton, like in miniature, like mini-me, mini-cam.
Well, he always talks about, and he wore Carolina stuff up there, right? And he was bragging about how good they were going
to
be.
They should take his kids away from him because he's trying to make his kids into be Carolina fans.
They were terrible yesterday. And by the way, Bryce Young, 13 of 30. 161 yards, two interceptions, Mike.
And Canales is going to figure him out, right? They're going to fix him.
Final score was Saints 47-10. I hate to do it, but I got to give Derek Carr a game ball.
Game balls.
This is a team that is super close to one another. You know, the unity that our team has, the cohesiveness, the brotherhood that we have. You know, yes, I want to give praise to Clint, and I want to give you know praise to the defense and all that. But we're all in this thing together, and so them setting us up for short fields allowed us. You know, it's hard to score that many points when you have to do it from the 20 every time. You know, but them setting us up with short fields and us executing, you know, allows a day like that to happen. And so yes, hopefully everyone's excited about that. But at the same time, I hope that our defense gets a lot of praise for setting us up to be able to go do that.
Mike, 200 yards, that's all he had. 3 touchdowns. He was flawless. Mm-hmm. And his point is the defense completely shut down. If you missed it yesterday, Bryce Young's first throw, pick. First throw. And it was like he didn't miss a beat coming off of the end of last season. So their defense, the Saints defense, kept setting them up with short fields, and that's why they put up 47 points. I'll say this. We talked about the Tyreek Hill situation. Dolphins found a way to get it done. The end of this game was crazy. They go down, they kick a game-winning field goal. Let's give a game ball to Tua and the Dolphins and Tyreek Hill.
Game balls.
Play action, take Tua back to throw. Wants a deep one. Downfield, he's got Tyreek. Tyreek at the 40, 35, 39, down the sideline he goes. Touchdown, Miami.
Oh, my gosh. Speed kills once again. Tyreek Hill.
The greatest football team. Sorry, that dies hard. Tua Tagovailoa leading, unless Aaron Rodgers or Purdy throws for more tonight. He's got 338 yards. He's the leading quarterback this week. Only Matthew Stafford was the other quarterback over 300 yards in that overtime loss to the Lions.
That's crazy. He had a big game. Dolphins found a way to get it done. Did they cover, by the way? They did not, right? Was it 3? I think that the spread was 3 in that game.
Right.
It was 3.5.
Okay.
And
no,
they got 3.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence says they blew it. Wow. Let him off the hook.
They find ways to lose, Mike.
Well, it's one of those things, though. I mean, the knock on the Dolphins, we'll see what the Jags are the rest of the year, but the knock on the Dolphins the last few years is beating teams with winning records. We presume the Jags will have a winning record this year. Great way to start the season with a comeback.
Let's give a no balls to our offensive line, please. Ugh. We didn't protect. You put Kirk Cousins in danger. And more importantly, you guys as a whole didn't do anything yesterday.
No balls.
Now, that's got to get better, right, Mike? It will, right?
A lot of guys are saying, you know, where was the counter? I mean, where, maybe a naked boot. Do something. But again, you can't bootleg Cousins, I don't think, because he's not 100%.
And you don't boot out of the gun.
And you can't. That's okay. That's why we got to have him over center. This goes back to the schematics. I know this is like wonky for guys who just watch Sundays, but we couldn't do the stuff you need to do in a Rams offense.
Yeah.
If we're going to look like the Rams, and we were singing Zach Robinson's praises, but I said to you Friday, I don't know what a Zach Robinson offense looks like. And we still don't. Because Kirk Cousins can't execute it in his present physical condition.
Well, that may be the bigger issue here. I mean, we don't know. Maybe Kurt will talk about it this week. Maybe he won't. Maybe, Mike, you know what? They're like, in-house, we don't say Jack.
Right.
We know you'll be better in 2 weeks, and we just keep playing. Or he says, look, Physically, I'm not able to do everything that I want to do, and that is hampering the offense. The offensive coordinator can only call what guys are able to execute.
Right.
That's it. And if you're in that formation as much as we were yesterday, it just makes you wonder.
All the numbers that talk about, and again, guys, you're looking at numbers that say he's never done this as much as he did yesterday. Mm. So he's a fish out of water on a bad Achilles. He's eight. Remember, guys, Aaron Rodgers' injury occurs 8 weeks before our quarterbacks does. Guys, I'm not saying Kirk Cousins is going to bounce back. I think he is. They're betting on it. $100 million guaranteed that he will. But right now, he's just not that dude.
Got to give a no balls to Deshaun Watson. This is turning into a cluster.
Woo!
And the Browns get humiliated by the Cowboys. He threw picks. Now, I will say this, and he said this today, so I do want to be transparent here. Deshaun Watson asked about what's been going on and where he's at, and he admitted he lost his dad, and then he lost, obviously, his former teammate at Clemson all in the same week. Now, he was raised by his mom. For those who know, he's from Gainesville right here in the great state of Georgia. But, Mike, this is a guy that there are so many expectations for, and he said at the end of the day, football is definitely something you got to take very seriously. It's my job. It's my career. But there are other things that are bigger than this. I lost my dad Friday. I lost my brother and my teammate yesterday, DeAndre Overton, who was 26 years old, for those who didn't know. And he says, so, yeah, it's been a long week. I don't want to sit here and make excuses for him. Some people can compartmentalize. Some people can't. If that's the reason why he did not play great, either way, there are huge expectations for him.
Yeah, I mean, Dak Prescott had the expectations of a huge contract dropped on him. I don't know why Jerry would wait till he's in Cleveland and call him in his hotel to do that, why you couldn't do that at the Star and have a big press conference and have Dak. But that's Jerry just, I think the old man's lost it. Look, I saw stuff on social media. We all know that Brett Favre lost his dad the next day. He plays that amazing game with the Packers against the Raiders and beats them. Everybody does it and handles that things like that differently. So, I mean, one thing for certain, yes, you give him a state of grace because of his father losing a friend, but Deshaun Watson's got to be better because that Browns team, I mean, it's go time.
It's go time.
You know? And by the way, the guaranteed money that Dak does is greater than what Deshaun Watson
can. 231 versus 230, which is what Deshaun Watson got. Let's give him no balls, man. He's got to be better on the field.
No balls.
It is Dukes and Bell.
On second down and 15 at his own 25. 17-3 Dallas. There's a delayed blitz tipped up in the air. Intercepted on the deflection by Parsons.
Eric Kendricks.
Grabbed by Eric Kendricks.
He looked lost yesterday. Deshaun Watson. He looked lost.
Cleveland fans letting him hear it because, well, look, they're Cleveland fans. They went to the playoffs with Joe Flacco, I mean, last year. And now he's just like, can we get some guys to say, can we bring Flacco back?
Mike, what do you think about the Giants' performance?
Giants, by the way, the uniforms, for those that are confused, this is not some designer from Nike. Those are what they wore. This is what the Giants wore when Herbert Hoover was president. I said on Twitter, Depression-era jerseys should remain in the Depression because all they're doing is making Giants. It's been further depressed. Daniel Jones is hot garbage.
Yeah. Listen, there are a lot of game balls we could have handed out. The Lions and the way they ended that game, first overtime game of the season last night, we could have handed one out to Baker Mayfield. There were some real ballers yesterday, man, and guys that stepped up. Falcons, on the other hand, we should have given it. This guy said, you guys not going to give Pitts a game ball for a touchdown?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what he's here for.
For sure.
But part of his job description is also run blocking.
Mm. All right, coming up, yeah, man, no, man. Turtles got that for us. We're going to talk to our buddy Connor Riley, get some college football conversation in here. Notre Dame, oh, my goodness.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
It did.
Doesn't that warm the cockles of your heart?
What'd you say?
The cockles of your heart.
It's Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we're going to talk some college football. Dogs handle business, as we knew they would. Georgia Tech, Mike and I, listen, we were on this and saying, this is a game you got to go win. Now, they played well. Well, not well enough to get it done, Mike. And Syracuse, you know, we said this is going to be a tough place to go play and get it done. And this is one that I think Brent Key is going to look back at and say, you know what, we should have had that one.
And we'll talk about it because one of Kirby's assistants gets a big win at Syracuse, and he kind of used some bulletin board material. But was it really a bulletin board material statement? We'll get into that.
Yeah, man, no, man. Let's get to it.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what's going on, my man? How are you doing today?
Doing well. Was doing good until about 1:04 yesterday when the Falcons kicked off. And then it was all down from there. But I bring to you Unfortunately, not some great news.
What?
This is from Tom Christ, who is a doctor of physical therapy, board-certified orthopedic specialist, and also the exclusive injury analyst for the 32 Beat Writers, a great site that puts all your NFL news together. They have well over 100,000 followers, so he is legit. And he says about Kirk Cousins the following. Kirk Cousins, nine months post right Achilles repair, is clearly not ready to play yet. No ability to step up in the pocket and avoid the rush. No throw power. All things that were pointed out that could be issues. Simply put, 9 months is just not enough time to return to football from a torn Achilles.
Mm. Okay. Now, again, that's not officially from the Falcons.
No.
Right?
That's the guy Bird Dogging.
That's
it.
His opinion.
Right. And we have to state that, because somebody will hear that on 92.9 The Game and say, I heard them say. That's not from the Falcons. Here's what I will tell you. I said this to Mike. We watched him all camp long. And what you saw yesterday is a lot of what we saw at camp, which were just, we felt like, reps. And again, nobody was in his face. Okay? Right. That was the other part of this. You're not touching the quarterbacks during camp because you're not going to risk that. But Mike, we didn't even really take note of, hey, this is what they're doing, and it looks fine because he's delivering the ball. But then when you put him in a game situation, to that doctor's opinion, the stepping up and throwing into, you know, stepping up in the pocket and then having some oomph and throwing the football yesterday, it wasn't there.
No, you've seen the videos, Chris. You've seen the recent one where he's got a clean pocket and he steps in and he delivers the ball 10 yards short of the target. So, I mean, it just doesn't – look, guys, this is not – and this is Atlanta, so we got to explain. We're not banging on Kirk Cousins. We know what to expect. But this is one of those things you and I talked about when he was signed back in March.
Yeah.
If he's not ready to go, what is your plan? And then when he drafted Penix, he says, well, we got a plan. Penix can start for the first 3 weeks or so, and then Cousins will take over. But we'll have to ask Coach Rob about this on Thursday.
I think so. And hopefully he's forthcoming about, you know, this situation. Here's the part, though, guys. As much as we want to know the truth, they got to be careful. They have opponents that they are going to face and play, and the last thing you want to do is say, yeah, my quarterback is really 60%. Right. That's just not.
You're telling me that the Eagles aren't going to look at that tape and say, it's like he'll be a pinata back there if we do what we think we can do.
So that's what, again, it's you got to protect that, and I get right. it. But, Mike, I think most Falcon fans who watch said, okay, what's going on? And if Kirk Cousins is 100% and he plays 200% better, let's just say he does on Monday right. night, and I expect him to play a lot better, then we can put this to bed. But right now, that was the first time we saw him.
Right. And look, Vic Fangio might be a year past retirement, but he can figure this one out, Carl, for the Eagles defense.
No doubt.
All right. We didn't get to spend a lot of time on this so far, but it was a big weekend for Fox in the NFL because of that guy they had in the broadcast booth. Mm. Now, he received mixed fanfare at best, I would say, if you check the internets. But one guy got in trouble and had to issue an apology for his comments about Brady's play, or his call, rather, of what would have been a historic field goal attempt by the Cowboys at 71 yards. And this was the call, and then I'll let you know who said what.
Turner back there, that's something to worry about. 71?
This is crazy. Yeah.
Well, they got a cover. If it doesn't go in...
This is a 71-yard attempt. And now the Browns will call a timeout.
So people were saying after that, specifically one Scott Hansen of the Red Zone,
okay.
that Brady didn't give that enough juice, saying he sort of underplayed the moment and didn't meet it. And then Scott Hansen got such backlash on Twitter, he had to go out and publicly apologize and say, quote, what? This was unfair and inconsiderate by me. Mm. Yes, I was saying it tongue-in-cheek, but I didn't calculate how it may come across. At Tom Brady, I apologize.
Really?
Yeah, man, no man. Is that a fair critique, or did
you
he
got
over-
this? You got this.
I mean, he's old, man. There's a lot of going on. So
I saw it in real time as it happened. I got home. I was able to beat the traffic, Carl. Left 2 minutes left in the Falcons game. But
you mean once he threw the pick?
Yeah, once that pick. That's it. You know, at least in Ireland, you can take a full beer. They sell it for 4 quarters, and you can leave with the beer. And you can't
sweet.
Do that in America.
No.
But Chris, I just thought. I mean, people. I think some guys were expecting Brady. The expectations were way too high. They thought Tom Brady was going to come in and reinvent, you know, color commentary. And he just sounded like an average guy. And the other thing with Brady is I think we're getting used to his cadence. He has a very high-pitched voice.
Yes, he does.
It's not the best voice out there, if I'm honest. But much to do about nothing, I thought. I mean, that was like no one thought a 71-yarder was going to go.
No. I thought they were crazy. I was like, really, y'all going to kick this?
Right.
But
because he made the 66, but they had the 5-yard penalty, that's why they decided for a millisecond to think about a 71-yarder.
Yeah, I just thought at the end of the day, like Mike said, like they wanted the Tony Romo effect, and that just wasn't going
to
happen.
It's supposed to go like, oh my God, this is insane!
And the ironic part is people can't stand him now. People think Tony Romo's awful. All right, one more quick one before we get out of here.
By the way, Greg Olsen is still the best guy I listen to each week.
Yeah, he and Joe Davis were very, very good together.
Oh man, he didn't miss a beat. By the way, overall, seriously, Brady, first time, what'd you think? I thought he was high.
I thought he sounded nervous.
He was ah. That's I what
I thought.
I think
there was an article, I've read an awful announcing, Chris, but they said because of the circumstances with Deshaun Watson that he was ready to kill him, but he wasn't going to do that based on his father and everything else, losing his dad and his friend.
Okay.
Then maybe he would have been more Johnny Miller, which I thought he was going to be, but you know he's not going to do it under the circumstances, which you got to respect.
Can I interest you in the following documentary coming out? Aaron Rodgers, Enigma.
Netflix?
Coming out in Netflix. Mm-hmm. December 17th, and will, quote, reveal a side of Rodgers that few get to see.
The undouchy side?
You buying this?
I'm buying it because he is interesting, but I don't know, man. I mean, like, what is this, a 1, 2, 3, 6-parter? What are we talking about?
3-part series produced by Religion of Sports. They also did the Simone Biles doc, Skydance Sports, and NFL Films.
Okay.
Huh.
This is after the book came out, so the book has no bearing on this.
No.
The book was in
Ian O'Connell's book, right?
Yeah, he didn't give permission. Rodgers didn't give permission. Right. Yeah,
he did speak with him before the book was published, but okay. I'd watch it, Carl.
Yeah. I'm definitely. Listen, we talked about this. You said you were documented out or what documentaries or whatever. I dig them. I find the murder ones better. But listen, that's neither here nor there. I'm going to watch it probably when it comes out. When's it out?
December 17th.
Okay,
Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers, Enigma.
By the way, Jets win tonight?
No.
I don't know. I mean, Chris, that's your inner Jets fan speaking.
No.
Come on. Home Springs Eternal.
On the road against Bosa and that pass rush. Right. Oh, Rodgers also coming off of a major injury.
8 weeks sooner than our boy.
That's true. So he's 8 weeks closer to being 100%.
Yeah. So what are you saying? They're not going to be competitive? That's the Monday night game, by the way,
no,
guys.
No, I think they'll be competitive, but you think they're beating the Niners?
Like, Jets at Niners tonight.
The Niners are by far the best team in the
NFL. And by the way, okay. I know we talk like about television with DirecTV, snafu, no sign of that thing ending with ESPN and Disney. YouTube streams like I'm watching a Magnavox 1974 console television. It looks like crap. Am I the only one? My streaming where I live in the country isn't great through the internet. Mm. I was watching Georgia on ESPN. Carl, it's like I'm watching analog.
Yeah. Well.
Not even 1D.
Rather than 4K or 8K.
Yeah, whatever it is. Whatever letter it is, it's minimal.
Yeah.
Like I'm on beta.
Yeah. Remember beta? Exactly.
I think that might be an unintended consequence of moving to where you move.
Yeah, that's true. It may be. The DirecTV thing, seriously, is I haven't had an update on it.
Nothing happened. Matter of fact, DirecTV making nasty comments about Disney now.
Oh, so it's going to be there. Yep. That's where they're going. Huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Litigation. Hey, Chris, great job as always, man. I know we got to run. I'm interested in the Aaron Rodgers thing, and he doesn't like the Jets tonight. As a matter of fact, I do, but that's for them to cover. That's just me.
What's the number?
4.
Oof. 6 be great.
Of course it would be.
I ain't touching that. I took a beating. Thanks a lot.
You took a beating?
That Alabama. If Milrow's freaking 74-yard run doesn't get called back, I cover that 30.
Yeah. There were some crazy things in college football this weekend.
Right.
That was one of them.
Right.
South Florida played Alabama as best as they possibly could up until the fourth quarter. That was a game. All right, man, we're going to talk to Connor Riley. What's going on with the Dogs? What's the latest as they look ahead now that they've gotten past Tennessee Tech? It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.